I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Thursday, August 5th, 2010. Your smartphone can do a lot of things: tell you weather, play music, games, or help you fight a war. There's a boom going on in smartphone apps for the military, apps that estimate bullet trajectory, apps that train you to run an anti-missile defense system. Anything a soldier or officer might need, there's an app for that. Or at least there soon will be.
I would foresee a day that some of the equipment that they do receive and are given to them to essentially function in a military operation, they will be equipped with an iPhone or they will be equipped with an Android in order to conduct the mission.
That's Lieutenant General Jeffrey Sorensen, Chief Information Officer for the Army, speaking at the Land War Net Conference in Tampa, where winners of the Apps for Army competition will be announced today, including Luke Catania, a software developer from Virginia. He built an app called Movement Projection.
You put in a start point and you put your destination point, and it'll find the fastest route between points. But the capability of this tool, for dismounted soldiers, it does the off-road routing. So like if you're in mountainous regions where there actually aren't roads that, you know, per se exist, the soldiers can route in mountainous regions. An additional capability is the soldiers can also see a terrain profile along that route so they can see how rugged the terrain is that they're going to be traversing.
Apps like Luke's are easy to download. They work. It's an efficient process. According to P.W. Singer, director of the 21st Century Defense Initiative at Brookings, that efficiency is appealing to military brass.
The way the typical military acquisitions process has been is very bulky, very slow, and it's been primarily top-down. The soldier doesn't get to decide what kind of tank they drive, etc. It's dominated by a small number of large traditional defense contractors. So, for example, the Joint Tactical Radio System is this internet-like radio that was supposed to replace the old 1940s walkie-talkies. And it's taken more than 15 years under development, and it still actually hasn't gotten out there to soldiers in the field. A very different model is what we've seen in the iPhone applications model, where, you know, the individual operator is deciding which app they want, and they pull it off of a marketplace. It's a very diverse marketplace with a lot of different small companies, even individuals out there. And in fact, you know, in certain situations, someone says, I wish I had an app for that. Well, I'll build it myself. And it's tough for a hierarchy like the military to engage with that. But I think what may show this is the path forward is that in the time it has taken defense contractors to not be able to deliver that big product like a Joint Tactical Radio System, the very same year that radio system was conceived, Apple conceived the iInitiative. The iInitiative produced everything from the iMac, those, you know, remember, blueberry-colored computers, to the iPod, the iPhone, the iPad, and didn't just make prototypes of them, but literally produced millions of them, such that it changed the soldiers' attitudes towards what they think can be delivered. And I think the challenge moving forward is that 18-year-old soldiers today are going to have the expectation more and more of that app model than they are of the top-down model. But will our military structure be able to deliver on that?
Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. Saudi Arabia may block BlackBerry users from sending text messages as soon as Friday. At issue is BlackBerry's secure network, which the Saudi government can't monitor, and they would like to. And social video gaming company Zynga has a new way to waste your time. They officially premiered Mafia Wars Las Vegas. To promote it, they plan to blow up a real armored car in real Las Vegas, which simulates something you can do in the game. The game's been in beta test phase for 2 weeks and already has 3 million players, and I fear for society. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with more news of people wasting time playing video games.
Yes, engineers in Austin have figured out how to play video games with just their eyeballs.
And a bunch of electrodes.
The electrodes are taped around your eyes, monitor your eyeball movement, and then send that information to an old Nintendo NES system. These guys played Super Mario Brothers, but they couldn't get past the first level.
You watch the video, we have it up on our website, and it's just, it doesn't go well.
No, I was like on the edge of my seat just hoping that he wouldn't go down that tunnel.
This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.